This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
File this in the what took so long category, but they pulled Hillary Clinton's security clearance. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. And what's funny is when you look at all the headlines, they say, Clinton security clearance pulled at her request. CNN, Politico, all of them, all the left-leaning, pulled at her request. Bill Mitchell tweeted that Clinton voluntarily gave up her security clearance to protest the pulling of Brennan's clearance is the most tortured spin in history. She knew her clearance was going to be pulled, so to get ahead of it, she surrendered it. Her assistant's clearances were all pulled. So this is one of these optics things. I don't know why, I honestly can't figure out why her security clearance was allowed to remain after she left. I mean, I could see Obama remnants to say, look, I've got a new Secretary of State coming in with Kerry. We'll leave it up for a year in case they need to, you know, talk. But here's the deal. In the clandestine agencies, they do keep their clearances, but what happens is they typically, depending on the level of security, have to be read back in. You can't, if something hot comes up, just because you have your clearance doesn't mean, oh, let's all discuss it. You have to get read back in. So, reinstate it. Take it away and then reinstate it. When you have it, you have access to all kinds of stuff. And we've seen them, what shenanigans these people pull when they have access to too much information. We don't live in a time where having all this information is a good thing where you say, look, there's a repository of everything about you, the world of you, Kevin Jackson. And whenever you need to access something, just go get it. How'd your mother die? How'd your father die? We need it for medical. No, they use it for nefarious reasons. Oh, Kevin, got a little secret, huh? Okay, here's a bargaining chip to make you do blankety blank. That's why I told all my secrets, for the most part. I mean, everybody's got their little dirt, and it doesn't mean it's dirty. It means it's none of your freaking business. And people rely on that. Let me tell you, if you got something on your plate and you say, it's not the world's business what I do, that doesn't mean the world isn't going to know. There are people out there who make a living in telling people the things that you say is none of their business. And it, for all intents and purposes, let me just explain to you something. You are a failed human being, unworthy of the grace of God, and occasionally you do things that you go, I'm not proud of that little thing, which means you're human, and everybody has it. So the quicker you learn to say, I don't really care what you think. Yeah, I made a mistake, but I don't really care what you think. It has nothing to do with you. The quicker you learn that, the better, because it will be held over your head and held against you. And people like Hillary Clinton, I was going back to look at when Barack Obama targeted Jack Ryan, I think that's his name. I know it was Ryan when Barack Obama wanted to be senator, and they got the records opened, his divorce records opened, and Ryan warned the Republicans. By the way, he was a shoo-in for Senate. He warned the Republicans. He goes, look, there's going to be some salacious allegations against me made because I was in a bitter divorce. His wife is a Hollywood actress, pretty lady. And they had a really contentious divorce, custody and the whole deal. So there were all kinds of salacious stuff that was done. Axelrod and Obama got those records opened for the sole purpose of embarrassing Jack Ryan to the point where his base would leave him. And Barack Obama will become senator from Illinois. And it's exactly what happened. Ryan fought it, said, what does this have to do with anything of me in the Senate? And they said, well, we think it's applicable. Now, the very same thing's happening with Keith Ellison. So it's backfired, and we'll talk about that another time. But Keith Ellison's in trouble. The Democrats are in trouble. The Me Too movement is in trouble over the very same thing. But here's my point. When you, you know, give people access to this information, don't think it. There's a reason why you want divorce records sealed, because it can get very ugly. And there are allegations going both ways. I'll just put it this way. Men tend to not, you know, and I'm not trying to broad brush it here, but we tend to not say, I'm going to denigrate my ex or whatever, because you understand that, you know, the kids are going to have access to this. You don't want it to be contentious. But I'm going to tell you, many times there are people that on the other side, they will accuse you of all kinds of things, and people are waiting for this. They live for these moments. That's what's so sad about it. Family's destroyed. Reputations is destroyed. I don't know what Ryan went on to do. His wife, she's still an actress. Probably, you know, on the trailing edge of her career in terms of her beauty. But boy, I thought she was hot. Some people were like, eh, she's okay. I thought she was hot. You have to look him up. You'll see who his ex-wife is. But anyway, back to Hillary Clinton. So they say, this is an article. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's security clearance was withdrawn in August at her request. The State Department confirmed in a letter to Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley. Clinton's request came after retired Navy Admiral William McRaven, the man who oversaw the 2011 Navy SEAL raid that killed Osama bin Laden, wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post issuing a rebuke of President Trump's decision to revoke the security clearance of CIA Director John Brennan, an avowed communist and a guy who hates America. And she says, that's when Clinton was like, that's the straw that broke the camel's back. I'm going to just turn mine in. No, it wasn't. That's it. That is so far from the truth, it's ridiculous. Stevie Wonder can see the optics of this one. I mean, she was going to lose her security clearance. Donald Trump was in the process of saying, everybody in this deep state swamp, let's go after him. So he started with Brennan. Next was going to be Clapper. I don't know where Clapper's is. I hope it's gone. And then it was going to go down through the food chain. And, of course, they'd already gotten Hillary Clinton's staffer. So what do you think they're going to do? They're going to go after hers. They said in an op-ed published in August, McRaven defended the former spy chief as, quote, one of the finest public servants I have ever known. He volunteered to have his security clearance revoked in an act of solidarity. No, he did it. Probably because he'd finally gotten the NSA to cover up for him, so he's like, okay, let me get rid of this quick, and I'm going to pretend that you weren't coming after me. All these people in the food chain know, you know, here comes the sheriff. The spokesperson for Clinton says, Secretary Clinton has great respect for Admiral McRaven. She read this message and decided to take the step of voluntarily withdrawing her security clearance, which she maintained after leaving her post as Secretary of State to write her book, Customary for Former Secretaries. This is a CYA piece of news if I've ever seen it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Holy cow, it may be safe again for Americans to travel. Think about it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to KJRadio.com. Donald Trump is amazing in so many ways. He knows how to get things done. Don't you appreciate people like that? One of my benefactors, he talked to me. He said, Kevin, he goes, do you know why I support you? And I said, because you got a big heart, man. You're a great dude. You know, he's like, well, you know, all that could be true. He didn't say that. He's a very humble guy, very wealthy guy, very humble. He says, you know why I support you? And I said, I suspect you see things in me that you want, you know, that you see qualities in me that you would like to see in other people. He says, exactly. But he says the best quality is that your ability to finish. He says, you finish. Once, he goes, we may kick around a lot of ideas because that's what we do. He and I riff all the time. But he says, once we lock in on something, you start it and you finish it. And he goes, it is so rare. And I'm like, how can it be rare? I mean, you look around you, there's homes. You say start, they're finished. There are big buildings started and finished. And on, crops get started and finished. It's less rare than we think.
But when it comes to politics, when it comes to the things that, you know, I mean, look, I'm not saying homes aren't needed, buildings and food. Of course, they are needed. But these things that we're fighting for, people start stuff and they go nowhere. From a political perspective, it's funny how in regular life, you got to start and you got to finish. I mean, a farmer doesn't start a crop and then not tend it. It just doesn't happen. If that's his job, he does it. Donald Trump doesn't start a building and say, I got better things to do. He finishes it. And in politics, it's so unusual. People will make a promise and do nothing. Many of the organizations that this gentleman has worked with, they say, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, and they don't finish. Trump gets it done. And he just accomplished something else that Obama couldn't do. And as I said earlier, this has to do with how safe you feel when you travel. And I'll tell you, having been a world traveler, there was a time when I felt really safe to carry an American passport. I'm not saying you were completely free, but I didn't think about the politics of it. There are places in the world under Obama that you would go and you'd have to say to yourself, don't tell people I'm American. That'll make whatever assumptions they want, but don't tell them I'm American. You know, in my case, you know, I look American, but I also look African. I look Cuban. I look a lot of different things. So until they talk to me, you know, and by the way, I can fake it. If I get some Middle Easterners that came up to me, hey, how are you? Do you know how to get to this place? You know, I could front. I wouldn't be afraid of them, but I'm just saying I could front. Yeah, I could become obique very quick. This son, can you tell me how do I get to this? Oh, okay. Assalamu alaikum. I wouldn't do that. I would never, I would never deny my Christianity. Period. So anyway, there's a time when I traveled, and it was during the time of Reagan, when you felt a lot safer as an American. It weakened over time. And I'm not blaming Bush or Clinton or Obama. It weakened over time. But I'll tell you this. In the time of Obama, it was the worst. It was the worst. I recall visiting Egypt and an Egyptian man telling me how much respect he had for me because it was based on my American passport. Being an American back in the day had cachet. But under Obama, Americans got a target put on our backs. I never felt less safe than during his presidency. And that's not a slam on him per se. It's a slam on the evolution, but he took it to the nth degree. Now, the Trump administration is very different. Trump isn't afraid to flex America's military muscle, but he uses the weapon of the American economy the best. And by the way, that is our biggest and best weapon. And for the record, if you're just new to the program, ask anybody that listens to this program. When Donald Trump was running for office, I said to anybody who would listen, I said it on this radio program, I said it on Fox. I said, Donald Trump does not see the military as his weapon. He sees the American economy. And in order to keep that weapon sharp, people must benefit. The American consumer must remain the top consumer on the planet. And we have been for decades. We buy more products than per capita than anybody in the world. I'm talking by far. We buy more products. When you think of it this way, 25% of the products purchased in the world are purchased by 330 million people. And if you take out the kids and the riffraff, you know, get rid of the things that people have to purchase every day, like electricity and stuff like that, and you just put it into who actually does the buying, it's less than 100 million people that are buying 25% of the goods and services of the entire world, a world with 7.5 billion people. Take out the kids, take out whoever you want, but that's the number that's actually doing the purchasing. That is a powerful, I mean, that's amazing. So Trump understands that, and he's saying, look, the stronger I make you, the consumer, the better. It doesn't help to make government stronger. Government isn't going to be buying. How much military stuff can government buy? You know, I mean, government can buy a bunch of generic, you know, cheese and send it out to poor people. But government isn't making automobiles and buying up, you know, all the things that we use every day. It's quite frankly to excess. So Trump is saying, I got to keep you productive. If I keep you productive, our engine is moving. And while that engine moves, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go help develop other countries so we have new markets. That's how he thinks. And I said that early on. Anyway, when Pastor Andrew Brunson was detained and imprisoned in Turkey during the time of Obama, President Trump worked to free him, and it just happened. And this is Fox News. Brunson, the American pastor who was imprisoned and then placed under house arrest in Turkey over alleged ties to an outlaw group, was ordered freed on Friday, sentenced to time served, a Turkish judge said. The decision ended a tense diplomatic standoff between the U.S. and Turkey. There's no diplomatic standoffs with us and other countries. There's not. Under Trump, the only thing that gets negotiated, just so we're clear, is Trump says, okay, how do we save face for you when you give me what I want? That's the negotiation. So the claim was that this guy had orchestrated a coup against Erdogan, or whatever they call this guy, Erdogan. So what happened with Trump was he sanctioned Turkey over the incident. He made it clear that you leave Americans alone. And the ramifications of this, folks, is if bad guys kidnap an American anywhere, Trump's not going to send the SEALs in to go look for you, destroy a few bad hombres. Trump is going to penalize your entire economy. That way, citizens of the country, the government, are going to work to get you freed. And for Trump, this message is we aren't going to spend a nickel to find anybody. You will be penalized because you're not going to be able to deal with America. And your entire population is going to suffer. Touche for Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo held talks with top Saudi leaders on Tuesday,
and many people believe that the kingdom is preparing to acknowledge that the missing journalist died at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. As far as who's responsible for this, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham joined Fox and Friends and says he has a pretty good idea.
Well, I know this. Nothing happens in Saudi Arabia without MBS knowing it.
Who's MBS?
He's the 33-year-old crown prince who jumped over other people. He's the son of the existing king, and I think he's on a bad track. I can never do business with Saudi Arabia again until we get this behind us.
Right. The president did tweet that he spoke with the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, who totally denied any knowledge of what took place at the Turkish consulate. Nevada brothel owner and candidate for state legislator Dennis Hoff has died today at the age of 72 years old. No word on the cause of death as of yet. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's been this remarkable interview Tommy Amos from ABC did with the First Lady Melania Trump, where there's been really one piece of news after another coming from it as ABC has rolled it out. And there's a new piece they unveiled this morning where Tom asked the First Lady about her marriage. So let's listen.
You're not the First Lady to have to deal with her husband's alleged infidelities. Has this put a strain on your marriage?
It is not concern and focus of mine. I'm a mother and a first lady, and I have much more important things to think about and to do. I know people like to speculate and media like to speculate about our marriage.
You mentioned you still have a good marriage. Do you love your husband?
Yes, we are fine. Yes. It's what media speculate, and it's gossip. It's not always correct stuff.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. I find that interview so insulting. Let me tell you why. There were rumors that Barack Obama is bisexual and that he would hang out with this guy. His name is Reggie Love. We would make fun of him on this show. I can't even say it without laughing. Well, you guys are laughing at it. It is funny, isn't it? Reggie Love. And that for the dude to have the name Reggie Love, I mean, it's just too perfect. Anyway, he's Obama's BFF, best friend for life. And he's on Valentine's Day or some, like Michelle's birthday, here's Reggie Love and Obama walking on the beach. You can't even make it up. Maybe it was their anniversary. But it was a big event. And Barack Obama is not with Michelle, he's with Reggie Love. Nobody ever that I can recall said, Michelle, we've got to tackle the big elephant in the room, Barack Obama and Reggie Love. What's going on? Said no interviewer ever. Those rumors were legit based on Barack Obama's life with, what's his name, Larry Sinclair, who said he performed sexual acts on Barack Obama. And I've met Larry. He's the most flamboyantly gay dude. And in his youth, he was older, but I bet Larry was a good looking dude. I'm just saying, looking back on and trying to do a time reversal when I met him, and big flirt, flirt with me. Oh, Kevin, you're so cute. Hey, Larry, I don't roll like that, bro. But he says, I don't care what anybody says. He goes, I don't care if people believe me. I'm telling you what happened between me and Barack Obama, period. And I completely believe it. I'm not lying. He wasn't like it's a publicity seeker type dude. So, long and short, and by the way, I don't care. I don't care what Barack Obama does with his body. If that's what you want to do, fine. But why are you running from it? That's what he's running from it. But anyway, nobody ever asked Michelle Obama about rumors of Barack Obama's bisexuality, his homosexuality, anything. Never in a single interview, not Republican, Democrat, left, right, name it, whatever. Nobody's, so what about these rumors? And yet, what about the rumors of your husband doing this? And of course, the first lady's classy. Look, that has nothing to do, and they showed in this clip, they showed the Globe and all these different people. Trump's having an affair. Trump. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, guys, I get it. I get the sensational nature, and I do understand that those papers have been right a lot. I get it. But I'll tell you this. It's hard for me to believe that Donald Trump, a man who could have whatever he wants, says, I'll get married to Melania, and then I'm going to go get with these hoochie girls, you know, whenever. Donald Trump could have easily said, I'll stay single. I will be with a new woman every single minute of the day. He's got the money to switch women out every minute. You know, if the dude paid $1,000 a minute for beautiful women, they could time it and just have these beauty queens ready to go. Here, your turn, your minute. What would that be? I don't even know. What is it? 1,000 minutes? Okay, maybe not a minute. But let's say he switched them out. Okay, let's just do it this way. If Donald Trump switched a woman out every day for $1,000 a day, it's $365,000 a year to have a different hottie every day. Now, you might say, no, call girls are more than that. Okay, let's up it. Let's make it $10,000 a day. Versus $1,000. So instead of $365,000, it's $3.65 million a year to have a new hottie on his arm every day. I think that's a pretty good rate, if you ask me, you know, to go hang out. If a billionaire woman, if a billionaire woman said, Kevin, for $10,000 a day, you know, I'd like you to come hang out with me. I'll put it this way. Even if I with a significant other, I would say, hey, babe, what do you think? You know? And don't be surprised if the answer is, well, you know what? We got nothing better to do. Go do it. 10 grand a day. So Trump could easily do this. Never worry about, you know, any rumors or innuendo. When he married Melania, I think dude said, hey, this is my girl. I've never gotten the impression from Trump that he was that guy. I'm just saying, even with the bimbo eruption, because look, I've got rich friends who you know, live their lives and live some different lives. I'll put it that way. And I'm just saying, they don't have the kind of coin that Trump has. Look, I'm gonna leave it alone. All I'm telling you is, Trump doesn't have to do it. Trump is like, look, if I'm going to commit to you, it's cool. We're there. Because I can't imagine what this guy could have done with his money. And it's a lot simpler to not worry about just having that one woman. Because if they said, oh, we see Donald Trump out with a new woman. Okay, great. It's like Hugh Hefner. Okay, I got a different lady. I got a different beautiful woman that I'm out with today. Now, I think the part that billionaires are concerned with is, are you genuine? Are you with me for my money? Are you with me for your, you know, for stature or what? He's got a woman who's, you know, with Melania, first lady, who says, look, I've got my own money. I've got my own reputation, blah, blah, blah. I just don't buy it. But these people attack her at every turn, man. It's quite frankly, it's insulting. He says, she says, it's not a focus of my time. And then the thing was they said, well, if you're supporting Kavanaugh by way of your husband, you don't stand with women. And she says, that's not the case. She says, I stand with women who are truly abused and sexual assault. I don't stand with women who are hoochies and chicken heads. And okay, I'll just say it, skanks. I don't stand with them. I stand with women who are legitimately under the gun. Women who, a friend of mine was sexually harassed at work. She won the case. But let me tell you, I was outraged that she had to go through that. you know, a boss. And she's an attractive girl. And, you know, the boss is like, you know, ooh, you know, and she's just like, look, I'm here to do my job. No, my looks have, you know, I mean, she can do her job. It wasn't like she wasn't hired because she looks good. She was hired because she's very competent. And she's got to go through that. Most attractive women have had to go through that, and they know how to navigate it. But they shouldn't have to go through it. You know, I don't. It certainly shouldn't be, you know, something where your job hinges on it. And when it's worse than that, when it's sexual abuse, you know, then it really gets to me. But here's the other part of this. There was a rapper. His name is T.I. You've seen him in movies, and you got. I love this story because it proves so much how the left is. So he did a teaser of a new a video that's coming out, and he slams Kanye West and President Trump, and he features a fully nude stripper who impersonates First Lady Melania Trump. And he dropped this video on October the 12th, and essentially disses Kanye West and the whole deal. And if you watch it, I mean, it's the girl, she looks like Melania, but she's not classy. She's just, you know, is a stripper. And it's all a publicity stunt. And he added this caption, "Dear 45, I ain't Kanye." And I saw this thing and I thought to myself, here's a guy, I don't know where his career stands. I really don't. If he's like most of these guys, he can't rub two nickels together. So in a time when he's ready to drop a new CD, what's he do? He uses Trump. And in this case, denigrates the First Lady. Now, I would just love for you to think of it this way. What if some white dude did a thing on Michelle Obama and made her some big buff dude, you know, and put her nude, you know, slapping Barack Obama around, you know, like bending Barack over a knee and spanking him or something, and did a video like that of the First Lady? What would the left say? How would they handle it? I think you know the answer. Look, I don't like Michelle Obama. I've made fun of her in some tongue-in-cheek ways, but she is the first. She was the First Lady of the United States. I didn't like that because I don't like her. I don't like her attitude towards this country. But I would never make a video like that. I would never do something to that degree. And we just need to stop, you know, coddling Michelle Obama. If they're going to do this to Melania, we just need to go full bore on these clowns and let them know how we think about Michelle.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Everything we've been talking about today comes back to civility. You know, they say it's a recognition of that all people have dignity that's inherent to themselves. Doesn't matter what your religion is, doesn't matter what your race, your gender, sexuality, whatever. We all have a dignity that comes from just being a human. It's a dignity born of God. It has nothing to do with man. It has nothing to do with government. It has nothing to do with anything. It is a dignity of you being a human being. And most people recognize that, and that's what forms the basis of civility. Joshua Lederberg said, All of civility depends on being able to contain the rage of individuals. See, we all have this animal instinct inside of us. And when we don't get our way or things don't go the way we should, we want to lash out. And what keeps you civil in most cases is you, and a lot of people go, well, first of all, I could go to jail. There will be consequences or whatever. The consequence could be I lash out at the wrong person and that person is tougher than I am and they kick my butt. That's a consequence, right? That it stops you. Many people get mad. And then they go, oh, shoot, he's big. Or that dude's pretty tough. Or he looks tough. Or let me think about this. I might not win. Wait, I'm a tennis player, not a fighter. And they check themselves. But it's that, you know, holding on to that civility in the sense that you control it. You manage it. I mean, the rage. You manage it, and that's what creates the civility is we reconcile throughout. And eventually, and it's sad to say in the black community, we don't do it as well as other communities because we have all the wrong triggers. In other words, if your dad leaves, your dad can keep you in check. If you have a strong father, he'll be like, okay, son, try that again. You know, he'll put you in check. And then you eventually grow old enough to where even if you could, you know, do something to your father, you have too much respect for him because you've learned civility. Too many black kids don't get that these days. There's a guy's name is George Vexey. He said, some of us love hockey, not just for its ferocity and skill, but for the underlying code of civility off the ice. What he's saying is, you know how to target it. You know how to say, okay, in this regard, I will be uncivilized. I've got, you know, my game to do. But when the game of life comes in and you're off the ice, the guys that have just battled each other and knocked each other's teeth out are friends. They're friends off the ice, on the ice. It's a job. It reminds me of that the Shaggy Dog and the Wolf and the Wile E. Coyote. And Shaggy Dog has got to watch over the sheep in these Bugs Bunny cartoons. And the wolf is doing, the coyote's doing everything he can to steal the sheep. And Shaggy Dog is stopping him. And then as soon as the whistle blows, no matter what's going on, he's getting ready to punch him. Boop. See you tomorrow, George. See ya. You know, they walk off. And that's it. That's what it reminds me of. Well, here's what I'll tell you about civility. Because conservatives have good parenting, for the most part, or certainly understand it. Here's what I can say about this. If you don't have good parenting, you learn from it, and then you become a good parent. That's what most people do. If a kid doesn't have his father, and he says, I'm going to be a great father. The unfortunate thing is, in certain communities, that's not happening. These kids are going, I didn't have a father at all. I don't know how to be a father. And the girls are going, I don't want you around. You don't need to be around. So they don't even get to practice, and they don't have it in their mind to say, but I want to be a good father. So regardless of what you want, I'm going to be a good father. And so we got these kids growing up detached. They don't understand themselves, and they are completely uncivilized. Completely. The left don't want to admit it, but it's true. Far too many young black kids, and more particularly boys, but I mean it's the girls too, are uncivilized. They don't even know how to behave in certain company. And all they need to be is taught. All they need to be is somebody to say, hey, here's how things are done. I can speak for myself in the sense that I was one of those kids. And I got lucky because I was at these very posh white functions. And, you know, serving people mostly. I would serve drinks. My uncle would put those drinks together. My grandmother and grandfather were chefs. And so when the food was ready, I served the food. I served on the left, arm tucked behind my back. I'd serve it. Nothing more than small talk. You know, oh, thank you very much. You're welcome, ma'am. You know, that kind of thing. And I knew how to set up a table. And I would listen to them when they were in I'm talking about these white, rich white folks, and during cocktail hours. And I would be like, wow, you know, this is really interesting to listen to these people talk. But I couldn't interrupt. The saying was speak when spoken to. And I'm not, look, it wasn't like some slave thing. It wasn't my party. I'm help. So my uncle would say, okay, Kevin, that goes to that gentleman over there. Okay. I'd have my little tray. I'd walk over, sir, your drink. You know, your cocktail, boom, they take it. And I learned how to. Now, had I never been exposed to that, I would. For me, a party was a completely different. It would be like, you know, going to a juke joint, because parties at our house were nothing like that. People just pouring drinks, and they had a little bar set up, and people go over and get drinks. The kids would be, you know, playing outside or what. You know, it was a very different thing. So you learn it. And far too many kids today, particularly kids of color, never get to see the civilized world until it's too late. They don't know how to behave at work. They don't know how to behave in the mall. They don't know how to behave on a date. They don't know how to behave at school. It's all new. And it's sad to say, because they're good kids. God, they're waiting for the opportunity for somebody to show them the way. And I don't know how you feel, but I love watching people learn. That experience is so cool. Looking in their eyes, I can sense when I've said something to you that's profound. I don't see you guys in the radio, but I can sense it. And I go, I think to myself, yeah, there's people out there learning right now. And it's a sense of satisfaction I cannot describe. It makes you feel good. Because you're going, man, you know, it's getting through. That you know, the mind once expanded never regained its original shape. I love that saying. Descartes said that. And it's so true. Once somebody's mind grows, you can't put that genie back in the bottle, and that's one you don't want to put back in. But we've got crazy people out there doing the most heinous things because they have no civility. They don't even know, you know, they don't even have a frame of reference for it. That's what's so sad. And here's a crazy story to illustrate that. Two Tennessee men are accused of raping a 9-month-old girl, filming the attack, and they got indicted. I know. Isaiah Daquan Hayes, 19, and Darius Jumare Ice, age 22, both charged with aggravated rape of a child and aggravated sexual exploitation of a minor. This was in Memphis. I don't know if you've been to Memphis. Beale Street, everybody talks about. Memphis is an armpit. Used to be one of America's iconic cities. It's an armpit. They said the alleged attack was reported to police in October of 2006. Get this. After the girl's mother reported finding a cell phone video allegedly showing Hayes performing a sexual act on the baby. Just let that sink in for a second. A 9-month-old baby, a 19-year-old guy decides he's going to whatever. A 9-month-old. How could you look at a child? I want to go back to where people have lost their minds on the left. Because they're the ones who are encouraging. They allow this to flourish. How do you look at a child? You're 19 years old and you see a sexual object. In any way, how does that happen? And how do you get a 22-year-old guy to participate in it with you? And here's what I want to know. How does the mother know these two guys? If you want to look, let's take the whole scenario and ask ourselves, how did this happen? Because it's not in the story. My bet, one of them is her boyfriend. Maybe both of them are. Or one, who knows? Too many different scenarios. But I'll tell you this, having worked in this, getting kids like this out of these situations and into the, you know, a good situation, a forever family. Stories like this, they're routine. This one's an easy one. I mean, I hope these guys go to prison. I hope they get what they deserve in prison. And I think you know what I'm alluding to. But the idea that you would see a baby as a sex object and take advantage of it like that. Now, here's the good news. This kid probably won't remember anything.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.